Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Well, welcome again to another episode of Health Beat. Again, I'm your host, Brian Hazelgren, and I am honored to be with you today. We've got a couple of interesting things to discuss. It's been a little while since I've actually done the podcast. Not to put a downer spin on things, but my mother passed away, and we've had a lot on our plates to get things ready. And my father passed away last year, so settling estate matters. But I thought what we'd do is talk a little bit about brain health today. We keep hearing in the news, so many people are suffering from anxiety and depression and even PTSD. When was the last time we actually talked about PTSD for rank and file employees at a corporation? We haven't done that before. That discussion was usually held in respect for our military personnel and athletes when we talked about PTSD. Now, post-traumatic stress disorder or post-traumatic stress is a real thing for employees that are going to work every day and having to even drag themselves out of bed just to make it to work. So I thought what we'd do today is cover a few items that might be of interest to you about brain health, and then give you a couple of different perspectives. And today we'll go through a few things together, but in the future episodes, we'll have guests on that'll actually go into these topics a lot deeper and even more broadly than what we're going to cover today. But for now, let's just talk a little bit about brain health. I did a study earlier this year in 2022 that basically helped me understand brain health a little bit better because of our medical services company and helping our franchisees and our salespeople understand how that works and to be able to sell some of our products. What I learned in that research was that anxiety post-pandemic, so anxiety post-pandemic is up over 300%. Depression is up over 400%. Post-traumatic stress disorder that I just talked about is also a real thing that we have to be dealing with our employees. Suicides are up. And I want to tell you a story that happened to me as I was driving down the freeway. My wife and I were in the car. My daughter-in-law was in the back seat. We had just dropped off our son and my daughter-in-law's husband at a different city because he's going through his clinical phases right now of his medical degree. We were driving back home and going about 65, 70. I had several semis on my right. I think there were six on my right. There were two in front of me that slowed us down a little bit. We were starting to go up a hill, and there was one also behind me. And then to the left of me, there was like this 6-foot cement wall. So I was literally pinned in. That week I had not slept well. I had not eaten well, had a lot of stress going on with the business. And all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, I actually experienced a panic attack. I had an anxiety panic attack. I started breathing really fast. I started breaking out into a sweat. My chest felt very heavy. I told my wife, you need to be prepared. And this all happened in a split second. You need to be prepared to grab the wheel. I literally feel like I'm going to pass out. Not a good thing to hear if you're the passenger of someone who's driving and they're about ready to feel like they're going to pass out going 65, 70 miles an hour. Thank goodness I was able to get through that. And a few minutes later, everything passed and I was fine. But it got me thinking about you know, our truck drivers and how they're experiencing fatigue, poor sleep, poor eating habits, hardly any exercise. What happens to them if they're driving down the road and they have a panic attack? Then it got me thinking a little bit deeper about how this is affecting our brains. What's, you know, what's gone on in the world with the pandemic, with hyperinflation, with rioting in the past couple of years, all kinds of problems that we're faced with. And even the uncertainty of the future. So I wanted to bring that up to you and tell you that little story, because I actually decided to take a cognitive test that would literally measure the kind of my mental health scores. In this test, it showed what my depression level would be or is, excuse me, my anxiety level, substance abuse, if there's any, PTSD, if there's any, ADHD, social anxiety, and sleep apnea. So as I went through that test, this is my actual brain report. So just, it is 17 pages long. And it was nice to see these scores. You know, I scored high on some and low in others. And it was just maybe a little bit of a wake-up call, this brain assessment, because we already have a DNA test that actually tests whether or not you have potential problems brewing with possible brain disease in your future. But this goes, so that's testing your DNA. That's a separate test. So I've taken that. Thank goodness I do not carry the APOE genes or the genetic markers that, with all the trauma that I had in my brain playing football in high school and college and told by the doctors, doesn't matter how talented you are, brother, you can't play football anymore. So my dreams were cut short many, many years ago about going in into the next level and going to the NFL. But what happened was I was happy to take this test, our test, our DNA test, to see, you know, what type of supplements should I be using? What type of workout should I be engaged in? What type of a meal plan should I be, should I have for my body? And it turns out I need a high protein diet. But it also uncovers, again, whether or not we have that particular, if the person, in this case me, carries the APOE gene. I won't get into the science of that. I just want to let you know that I'm taking this really seriously about brain health. And I think it's important for us to spend a little bit of time talking about, you know, what's available out there to help you, help me understand what's going on in our brain. I mean, let's face it. Our brains are our central processing unit. I don't think we take our brains seriously enough. I know that sounds a little bit odd, but I sometimes feel like the health of our brains doesn't matter sometimes as much as some of our other organs. I wrote these different papers that you can get a hold of. You can get that on our website at positific.com. Also at HealthBeat on the radio show website too. You can find these papers that I wrote up. But when you start looking at some of these brain reports, and you know, it's testing your emotions, it's testing your thinking and your processing, testing your focus, and whether or not you can recall things, whether or not you can remember things, they call that recall memory. How well is your planning? Are you able to plan things out in a proper fashion? Do you have enough stress control in your life? And I mean, we all have enough stress, but do you have a way to control that stress? What's your resilience? Can you bounce back when you have a difficult time? What's your social connectivity? Those are some areas that I started looking at in the paper because of these different brain tests that I had taken. And, you know, if we want to feel better and feel confident about ourselves and be motivated even sometimes to even get out of bed, I think that we need to stop taking our brain health so lightly. I think we should spend as much time as we possibly can to unplug from the TV or unplug from the internet, especially social media. Sometimes social media is just, wow, it's just sad what that has turned into. We need to unplug from our phones and answering the phone. We need to unplug from the computer and typing and creating things. Just spend more time learning and reading and figuring out a little bit, things that are available for us as we age, as we go through difficult times in life, as we try to process what's going on even in our lives. In one of my books, I wrote in 8 Lifestyles of Positive People, I wrote about a positive attitude and how it affects your health. And I know that we've covered that in other episodes as well, but I want to bring up a couple of things just to remind you that there's a lot of scientific studies out there that basically cover the power of positive thinking. And I've got this in my hands here. This is an article that I wrote, and it's actually taking excerpts out of the book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. But a positive attitude can equal better health and better well-being. Okay, so since there are lots of different studies and even peer-reviewed studies that have appeared in journals, they're backing this notion up that when we think more positively, we can reduce anxiety. We can think better and have a better immune system. We can also increase our positive emotions, such as happiness. Positive thinking has been shown to be particularly beneficial when you are going through a phase of stressed and tested to the limit. Okay, so I agree with that, and that's why I ended up writing a couple of books about being positive. Positive People Make Things Happen, just a little simple book. You can get that on our website as well. That's this little book here. This is full of positive affirmations. You can see them on the screen. It literally is a way to just, read something very simple. Positive people make things happen because they turn on music to help them get their thoughts straight and spend a few minutes pondering their journey. Positive people make things happen because they turn to God and ask for strength. Positive people make things happen because every minute spent being negative robs them of a minute of feeling happy. That little book is just something that's really good to just have by your side. So anyway, I'm digressing here, but think about the last time that you're stressed out to the limit, as I brought up in this article. And then sometimes we get to a point as human beings where we can even feel paralyzed to a point where life is just too overwhelming. But I've noticed that when I start thinking of things in my brain that are positive, and stop fixating on the negative, but thinking in a more positive fashion. Now that takes a little bit of effort. Doesn't just happen automatically. I mean, let's face it. I'm not aware of anyone that is always positive 100% of the time. At some point, things happen in life. At some point, we get overwhelmed. Now, it's how we handle that being overwhelmed. Sometimes on the exterior, we have to fake it until we make it. But think about the last time that you may have felt paralyzed because you were so overwhelmed, but how you can change that thought process or even that paralyzed feeling if you stop fixating on the negative, even for a short period of time. So think about that next time you're overwhelmed or you're feeling negative. Let's kick negativity to the curb. Let's stop fixating on the negative and focus more on the positive. In the article, I also pointed out here, when your life feels completely out of control, this powerful lifestyle can set into motion a chain of events, which you can have complete and utter total control over. A positive attitude can be good for you when times get tough. And take it a step further and realize that positive thinking triggers positive emotions as well, like happiness and joy and interest, actually having some interest in something, contentment, pride of things that you accomplish, and even love. Now, I finished off this particular section of this article, again, in the book, 8 Lifestyles of Positive People, by saying this: positive thinking does not mean that you always have to be in a Pollyanna mood every time you interact with someone. That's not what positive thinking is. On the flip side, it doesn't mean that you should avoid stressful situations and stick your head in the sand and tune out what is going on around you. That's not healthy. Positive thinking encompasses the mental attitude of optimism, which searches for favorable outcomes in all situations. Positive thinking literally is going to help you rely kind of on a more of an emotional state, which will help you look past your current circumstances and get through that nightmare you may be in, or get through that difficult time you're faced with. It helps you gain more control. I think positive thinkers literally try to make the best of every situation, and they focus on what they can control. Sometimes there's things that are out of our control. We need to rely on other people. We need to rely on God to help us get through something. But when you are in that difficult situation, you can still focus on learning a few things along the way. And I think it's why positive thinkers usually look at the good side. They try to find the good in everything, or at least look for something good in that situation, something that they can learn from, someone that they got introduced to, a new idea that they had to spark a new product or service, maybe even a new industry. Think about when those doors are closing right in front of you, and it's overwhelming, and it's not comfortable, and you may be in a very difficult situation. Try to think past it. Think about what the future looks like, and try to see the good in what you're going through. Now, there's a lot of things that are available to us that we can look at to help us get through this journey and thinking about positive results. And I wanted to bring that up today as well before we sign off here, because this is sort of a short and sweet session today. But what's available to us? Well, there's brain mapping. I learned from my brother-in-law a few months back that he's been doing some incredible work, literally helping people map their brain and find out where the inflammation is and find out where what's going wrong inside their mind. And he can literally see that when they put the cap on and it's hooked up to the electrodes, he can see what's going on in their brain. That's so cool to see that. So get a brain map. That's a good way to start. Have a neuro assessment. I took my neuro assessment. It's right here. Here's my brain report. This is the 17 pages I was referencing earlier. It was very telling. It was very cool to see that. If necessary, work with a therapist and get some psychotherapy. There's also supplements that are available. We have supplements on our website that are wonderful. I take them every day. It helps me stay focused. It even helps me control some of those negative thoughts, because I don't know exactly how it works, but the ingredients, those micro nutrients and ingredients that are in some of these supplements that we have, they're manufactured by other companies and we're promoting them, but get some of them. They are truly incredible and they'll make you feel better. There's also light therapy. we've got some really good friends in our circles that do light therapy sessions that, again, to help clear out the inflammation, usually in joints and muscles and injuries to the rest of the body. But there's also some good light therapy sessions that are available for your brain as well. You can take some of these tests. If you want to look at what's going on with the future, potential future of your brain, we've got a test for that. You've also got some papers that you can download that are on our website. Our system needs more brain health therapy is one article. A positive attitude positively affects your health. Another article. You can get copies of the books to help you walk through some of the difficult times that you're having. The Positive People Make Things Happen or 8 Lifestyles of Positive People. You can get those books on the website as well. Long and short of it, folks, is this is an area that is important. And if you feel like you need to talk to your doctor, by all means, don't hesitate. With anxiety and depression and PTSD and suicide on the rise in all of those categories, don't hesitate. Go talk to your doctor. But I want to caution you not to just settle on just getting a pill to make you feel better. I'm talking about drugs, not supplements. Don't just get some drug to help you feel, you know, there's so many other things that you can be doing. And there's a lot of options that are at your disposal. So what we'll do in the coming sessions here, the next episodes of the podcast, we'll be having some experts in these areas of better brain health. We'll bring on some additional guests and get their perspective and let you hear directly from them. These are professionals in their field. They're medical professionals, health and wellness professionals. They'll be on here to help you start thinking about the possibilities of feeling better. Wouldn't it be great to wake up every day and feel better and have more focus and energy and start enjoying life a little bit more? So for now, you can always go to our website at positific.com. You can learn more about this brain health and what it's like to be a more positive person. You can also reach out to any of our local representatives, really across the country in our medical services company. We have a list of very qualified partners throughout the country that would love to chat with you, and you can get some answers from them as well. Just send me a note if you have some interest in talking to someone locally, and we can get you connected with them. For now, I want you to stay safe. I want you to stay healthy. We need you strong and healthy to be able to go out there and make a difference in the world. So for now, I'm going to sign off. I'm Brian Hazelgren, and I hope you have a terrific day. Think positively. Have a good positive thought today, and enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Thanks again for tuning in.